this is our returning champion, Neil Roden, from Rochester, New York. Stand by to see Neil play for a grand piano, valued at $9,054. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Ford Thunderbird, valued at $19,663 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us and delighted to welcome back our champion, Neil Roden. Hello there, Neil.
Thank you.
Well, Neil, you passed on a beautiful lady's necklace, you passed on a fur jacket, and you said there was something you've been eyeing, and finally you told us what you're going for today, that you like, that grand piano.
I'd love to tickle those ivories.
Yeah, you play, I assume?
Yes.
I know you said something to Summer about you left your piano at home with your parents when you moved out here, right?
I moved up to Rochester, right?
So you've been eyeing it. All right. Well, we'll be happy to ship a grand piano to Rochester should you win and say you want to take it. Because right now, $234 in your bank account, you are just $26 away from that over $9,000 grand piano. But you've got to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Good luck. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. I imagine it gets a little nerve-wracking when you get to the thing that you really like.
Yes.
Who do you have for us?
She is simply outstanding. Originally from Quantico, Virginia, help us welcome Kimberly Dolan.
Hello there, Kimberly.
And he knows how to get the grade. Originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, here is Gene Napier.
Hi there, Gene. See a little later some bargains. Summer, thank you. Gene, you know how to get the grade. What does she mean by that?
Well, a few years ago, I returned to school for some additional training and became much more interested in one of the teachers than in the subject and convinced her to marry me. So,
you married the teacher. You married the teacher. Did she pass you in the course?
Yes, she did. My name.
Nice to have you here, Gene. Kimberly, it's nice to say you're a lovely lady, but why would they say it's simply outstanding?
I was recently elected one of five most outstanding sorority women at the university that I just graduated from.
Well, congratulations. What university was that there?
University of California at Santa Barbara.
Well, that's very nice. My son goes there, and he wasn't elected sorority nothing. $20 starts all three of you off. Good luck. The player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion and gets to go shopping. Neil, of course, is shopping for that grand piano. In the movies, in what city did Marlon Brando dance his last tango? Neil.
Paris.
That's right. Last Tango in Paris was the film. $5 for the correct answer. Neil goes to 25. In slang, what type of car would you have if you owned a ragtop? Neil.
A convertible.
That's what it is. Two in a row for the champion. He goes to 30. Who was elected by the Electoral College? Neil.
The president.
Just beating Kimberly and Gene to the buzzer. He's got three in a row. If you are grumpy in the morning, someone might accuse you of getting up, Kimberly?
On the wrong side of the bed.
I was going to say wrong side. You were right. That is what you needed. Good anticipation. Kimberly in second place at 25. Name the European country which produces more wine than any other. Kimberly?
France.
Any other nation on earth, France it is. Two in a row for Kimberly. He goes to 30. But it is time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Neil, you've got a $5 lead over Kimberly. You're closing in on that grand piano you like, but along the way, you might pick up some other things you like this.
Neil, this instant bargain, and you will make a happy couple. It's Noritake's lovely Café du Soir dinnerware. Features rich floral colors, it's oven safe, and the perfect complement to your casual or formal table. Furnished by Noritake, and it's normally priced at $430. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Neil? Just moved to Rochester, setting up now your own place. How about dinnerware you could maybe use?
Definitely. It's beautiful.
It's lovely. $430 worth. Now, you have easily enough money for the grand piano. All you've got to do really is win, and you could say yes to that grand piano. I'll give you $100 to buy polish for your lovely dinnerware, and you'd be in a tie with Kimberly for just $5. Going once, going twice. He's going to buy. He's a confident champion. Got beautiful dinnerware, $100 in cash, a $530 bargain for just $5. We knocked that off your score, and you are in a tie with Kimberly. One of Hollywood's biggest names has starred in films The Terminator and Conan the Destroyer. Neil.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's a big name, isn't it? Schwarzenegger? You're right. You got the $5 right back. In 1824, James Bridger became the first white man to see this large Utah lake. Neil.
The Great Salt Lake?
That's exactly what it is. And Neil goes to 40 with a $10 lead over Kimberly. Buck the sled dog becomes leader of the wolf pack in the Jack London novel Call Gene.
Of the Wild.
You got it. Your first five on the plus side, Gene. You got a 25. Yes. It is time now for the fame game with a lot of information, and the players are playing for a pick of the board looking for the identity of a famous person. I am an actor, born in Connecticut in 1917. I led an adventurous youth going from nightclub bouncer to aircraft worker. In 1943, I began in films in several Hopalong Cassidy episodes and finally got an Oscar nomination for The Story of G.I. Joe. Female audiences think my sleepy eyes are sexy, but actually I have astigmatism. I have been Philip Marlowe in Farewell, My Lovely and The Big Sleep, played Admiral Halsey in Midway. 1983, I starred in the TV miniseries Winds of War as the Navy captain.
Oh.
I am Robert G.
Mitchum.
Mitchum is right. Gene, we're down on the wire. You've got a pick of the board. Nine numbers up there on the board. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
I'll try lucky seven.
And behind number seven, we have $5.
A money card, a small money card, but a money card nonetheless. We add that to the score. Gene goes to 30, and he and Kimberly in a tie, just two questions behind Neil. Back to the match right after this. Champion has more than enough money for the grand piano he's been eyeing, but he must win, and he's got a two-question lead over Kimberly and Jean. Name the bell-shaped flowers associated with Holland. Kimberly.
Tulip.
Tulip is what it is. Yes, and you got a 35. In what city could you listen to authentic Dixieland music at, Jean?
New Orleans.
At Preservation Hall is indeed in New Orleans. And now it's just one question separating three good players. The word unicorn derives from the Latin words meaning one, Gene?
Horn.
Horn is right. Gene ties Neil for first place. What international organization uses as its symbol a map of the world flanked, Neil?
The United Nations.
By two olive branches, it is indeed the UN, and Neil goes back into the lead by five. And back into the lead by five at an opportunity to buy a beautiful prize. Neil, take a look at this.
Neil, here's the picture of entertainment. Sharp's 25-inch remote control color monitor with electronic tuning channel flashback and sleep timer furnished by Sharp. And it's normally priced at $800, but today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10. Look good, Neil.
$800. Yeah, you look pretty good there, Neil. Very nice. $800 color TV. Are you in the market for a TV, Neil?
All the time.
All right. Well, if you're interested in the TV and you're being honest with me about that, I'll be honest with you. I would love it if you and Gene were in a tie. So instead of selling it to you for $10, I'll give you the $800 color TV for just $5. Oh. Going once.
Come on.
Going twice. Going to buy the TV. Enjoy that. Good job. Oh, Neil. Well, you missed a sale surprise before. This time he picked one. That's nice. That kind of evens things out because, as a surprise, we've added with this bargain one, two, three, four, $500 more dollars in cash. Good job. $1,300 worth of TV in cash for just the value of one question. You knock it off your score. You're in a tie with Gene and Kimberly, just a question behind. What bird comes in varieties such as Plymouth Rock, Jersey Giant, and Leghorn? Gene.
Chickens.
And Leghorn, I was going to say chickens they are. And Gene back on the lead. After he finished with his Olympic chores, he took over as commissioner of baseball. Kimberly.
Peter Ueberroth.
Peter Ueberroth it is, and Kimberly ties me up for second place. What Ohio city is known as the rubber capital? Neil.
Akron.
Akron, Ohio it is. Neil and Gene now on the top. The black core in your lead pencil is not real lead. Neil.
It's graphite?
Yeah, absolutely. Graphite or carbon. And Neil gets another five, goes into the lead. You can see how confident he was in that answer, friends. Good. In what war was the famous Battle of Shiloh?
Gene? Civil War.
Civil War it is. Gene ties Neil again for first place. Yes. Talking about the Civil War, one of the great quotes of the Civil War, and it is an absolute quote, at the Battle of the Wilderness, General John Sedgwick spoke his immortal last words. When urged by his troops to duck down to avoid enemy fire, General Sedgwick stood there and replied, "Nonsense, they couldn't hit an elephant at this." And that's what happened to the general. We'll be right back. And the game remains close. Gene and Neil in a tie and at 50, and Kimberly just two questions behind at 40. $10 and $15 money cards are up on the board now. A famous thing. I am a game, usually played out of doors by two or four people. I originated in France during the 1400s and was first played in America in the 1870s. In U.S. tournaments, I'm played... Kimberly.
Tennis.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Stay at 40, but we'll clear the board. Continue for Gene and Neil. I am played on a court measuring 105 by 84 feet. There are four different color balls, blue, red, black, and yellow. They are played in that order. Each player has a mallet, which he uses to send his ball through wickets. Neil.
Croquet.
And hit a stake. Croquet it is, yes. And Neil, you've earned yourself a pick of the board. What number do you like?
Number three.
And behind number three, we have $15.
Well, the champion was happy about that. He finds a $15 money card. We add that to the score, and he goes into a three-question lead over Gene and a five-question lead over Kimberly. But a lot more questions to go. Back to business with this. In the classic film 2001, who or what was Hal?
Gene. A computer.
A computer is right. Gene goes to 55. Yes. From the Latin for through the years, this word describes a plant that lives more than 2 years. What? Gene?
Perennial.
Perennial is right. Two in a row for Gene. He goes to 60, within five of Neil. With which card game do you associate the names Charles Gorin and Omar Sharif? Gene?
Bridge.
Bridge is right. Yes, indeed. And we've got a tie again. And that was not a misprint. Omar Sharif is not only a fine actor, but he is indeed a bridge expert as well. It is time for an instant bargain. Gene and Neil in the tie. Only one of you can have this. It's a very interesting item. Take a look at this.
Oh, Gene or Neil, shout, play ball, and enjoy this exciting baseball pinball machine. Get Pennant Fever and enjoy many of the thrills of the all-American game of baseball in a modern version with realistic ballpark speech and sound effects from Circle International Company. And it's normally priced at $2,195. But today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $15.
Boy, I've heard of authenticity. That is a fun thing. Very different. Over $2,000, $2,195. Cost on Sale of the Century, $15. I'll help you out a little bit, but it could cost you the game because I'm going to knock $5 off the price. You want it, it'll cost you the value of two questions. Going once.
Come on.
Going twice.
Buy it. Come on.
No sale. With the two men tied, they didn't want to buy. Down to the wire we go right after this. That was lovely for the game. Captain Neil Roden, he has enough money for that grand piano, but he's got to win, and he's been pushed all day by Gene Napier, and they're right now in a tie, and Kimberly just $25 behind, and there will be a $25 money card for the third and final crack of the fame game coming up later. Right now, this for $5. In 1912, this Western writer won enormous fame with his book Riders of the Purple Sage. Kimberly.
Louis Amour?
No, no. Going back to 1912, Zane Grey. Zane Grey. Lose five on that, Kimberly. Sorry about that. Name the German city in which 22 former high-ranking Nazi officials were tried. Kimberly.
Munich.
No. Yeah. Why don't you hit the buzzer? You might as well try one of the... No, it was the Nuremberg war criminals. Sorry about that. You lose another five. Name the 1972 film which won 8 Academy Awards, including Oscars for Joel Grey and Liza Minnelli. Neil.
Cabaret.
Cabaret it is. Five on the plus side for Neil. He's got the lead. But we found a couple of money cards, and the biggest one is up on the board right now. We're looking for a famous place. I am a European country that borders on the Baltic Sea. I was named for a Slavic tribe that lived in my area more than 1,000 years ago. My name means field. My Neil.
Poland.
Poland is right with limited information. The champion has that all-important pick of the board.
Let's try number four.
And behind number four, we have a pocket recorder. Norelco's NT3 professional quality pocket recorder features lightweight design, fingertip controls, and superb sound quality. Furnished by Norelco.
Well, it's a lovely pocket recorder worth well over $300, but I know he was looking for those two big money cards. Where were they?
Behind the 9 and the 5.
Right up the middle was that $25 money card. Well, I know Gene and Kimberly were relieved you didn't find it. Now we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Neil in the lead. Should he win, he can walk away with that grand piano he's been eyeing. But Gene is just a question behind at 65. Kimberly not out of it at 30. Good luck. We start the speed round. Now, if you just gave birth to quintuplets, how many babies? Neil?
5.
Right. Name the president who promised us a great society. Gene?
Lyndon Johnson.
Right. What musical instrument is most identified with Jack Benny? Neil?
The violin.
Right. What do we call a baby deer? Neil?
Fawn.
Right. In what U.S. city would you find the Gateway Arch? Neil?
St. Louis.
Right. Name the Austrian composer known as the Waltz King. Neil?
Strauss.
Right. What is the main export of the 13 OPEC nations? Gene.
Oil.
Right. In what sport would a fouled player shoot from behind the free throw line? Kimberly.
Basketball.
Right. Name the class of animals that includes snakes, lizards, and crocodiles. Kimberly.
Reptiles.
Right. On what avenue is the White House located? Gene.
Pennsylvania.
Right. Who played Detective Sam Spade in The Maltese Falcon? Kimberly.
Time.
What European capital is known, claret, as the City of Seven Hills? Gene.
Rome.
Right. What crime have you committed if you tell a lie while under oath? Kimberly.
Perjury.
Right. And time is up. Neil, you've won it. He's won it, and he has enough money for that grand piano. Back to the champion in just a moment. First of all, Sam Spade and the Maltese Falcon was played by Humphrey Bogart. Got to say goodbye to Gene and Kimberly. And gee, Gene and Kimberly didn't get the chance to pick up anything along the way there. Neil did, got all the buying, and well, unfortunately, you've got the cash in front of you. We thank you both for a very well-played game. Gene, thank you. Kimberly, good luck. I know you're starting your first new job out of college, so
thank
hope it works
much.
Out well for you. But Neil Roden has what he might want to walk away with. Let's find out. Let's go shopping, Neil. Come on. You've got the money to do it. Neil, congratulations.
Thank you.
You add that money to your previous total, gets you up to $329, and it is enough money for you to buy this.
Dance the night away with this magnificent Schaefer & Sons grand piano. It can fill your home with rich melodic sounds. Individually strung, this piano is lovely to look at, to play, and to hear. Furnished by Schaefer & Sons. Normally priced at $9,054. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Just $260, and you've got $329, so you've got what you need to buy this over $9,000 grand piano. But, Neil, we always like to tempt you. If you decided not to take the grand piano, if you change your mind, you're just $11 away with another win. You would have to win, and you can have this.
Be the captain of your own ship with this beautiful speedboat. A sleek family runabout that's great for skiing or for relaxing cruises on the water. With lay-down seats for optimum sunning. Furnished by Ken's Boat Center. Normally priced at $11,850. Yours on sale of the century for only
$340. $340, that is the next thing up the line. You'd have to have another win, just $11. The big thing would be the win. Next thing after that, you're $116 away. Pretty far away, but nonetheless, you could start thinking about this.
You'll feel like dancing on your fabulous European Spanish Odyssey. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Barcelona, Spain's greatest seaport. And there you'll begin your 21-day vacation that includes the Isle of Mallorca, Old Castile, and Portugal's fabled Sun Coast. Normally priced at $14,976. Yours on sale of the century for only $445.
And Neil, if you get to $750, we'll give you every prize we've got on the stage. And this.
A cash jackpot of $60,000.
That's a total of $124,043 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But Neil, this is where you're at now. You have enough money, say yes, and you can leave us with that grand piano and everything else that you've picked up along the way, or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. We'll get that important decision in a moment. Our champion from New York, Neil Roden, easily has enough money for the grand piano. What's it going to be? Are you going to take that piano you've been eyeing and leave us? Or are you going to take the risk that you could continue to win?
I've come far enough. I'm ready to buy that piano.
He's going to buy that piano. Congratulations. You will enjoy it. I know you've been looking at it. That's over 9,000, but he's picked up a lot of other things, including a fabulous trip to Mexico. Neil leaves us with $16,401 in cash and prizes. Congratulations. Three new challenges next time on Slam of the Century. Bye for now.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.